Proclamation number 8515 of 1st of June, 1963. Presupposition of the presence of God, love. Again and again I want to point out to you that you all can hear my voice when you just carry out the change back of your nature to love and are now so intimately connected to me through love that you can hear me. Because my presence, which you now allow in you through love, will then also prove itself through my dress, as you also heard my word in you in the beginning, when you had gone out from me in all perfection. You are indeed still far away from it at the beginning of your existence as man, because your nature lets little love be recognized. But very quickly you can change, and you can become happy men on earth, if you just join me intimately, what only presupposes a life in love. And again I give you the assurance that every gulf can be bridged when you just muster the will for it yourselves. Because you just need to pray intimately to also secure my presence for you. The spiritual spark in you, which is part of my Father Spirit from eternity, will also constantly push towards it, and if the human being consciously strives for the unification of his spiritual spark with the Father Spirit, that he lifts a life of love and thus causes the eternal love itself to be present, then he will also certainly be able to hear my voice within himself. The clearer the stronger love flares up in him. Then therefore my spirit can pour into a suitable vessel, because love banishes all impurity out of the heart and this is therefore prepared itself right that my love stream can flow in. And to be radiated through by my spirit means to gain deepest, truthful knowledge. To change the state of ignorance, of spiritual blindness and darkness into a state of light and clarity about everything what is connected with one's own being. To be ignorant is not a state of bliss. To stand in brightest knowledge will always make man happy because then he is also already close to his original state where he is radiated through with light and power. And this light and power will be his share when he brings love in him to enfold. Then my light of love also radiates to him again, then he can also hear me myself again. He can exchange with me. He can ask, and he will receive answer. He can be introduced to deepest knowledge through my word, because my spirit flows over him and inner clarity. Bright knowledge will always fill him with happiness. Love therefore secures this blissful state for him. Love gives him light and strength. Love establishes the bond with me as the eternal love, and this human being clearly and distinctly hears my voice within himself who only ever lifts a life of love. Only through my death on the cross did it become possible again that this intimate union with me took place. Because before my opponent possessed too much power and he prevented men from love work, where he could only. And because the original sin had created an unbridgeable gulf between my living creations and me. I have bridged this gulf myself through my death on the cross. Nevertheless, every human being has to step onto the bridge himself and restore the bond with me on his own initiative. And this only happens through love, because I can only unite with a person who seeks to assimilate himself to my original nature, who draws me to himself through a life of love. And so love is the prerequisite to also be able to hear my voice, because love results in my presence and my presence proves itself again through my dress. And so I also could fill my disciples with my spirit and give a clear sign of my work after my ascent to heaven. Through my death on the cross they had again become free from all guilt. Their life was a service in love and their hearts thus prepared that my spirit could flow in. And this obviously happened because I wanted it that way that men take note of my unusual work in my disciples. And so they could also. Full of wisdom from me. Now carry out their mission to spread my gospel to the world and to proclaim me and my great work of grace and mercy. For all men are to reach their perfection on earth, and therefore they must first lead a life in love to then be led by me myself by the hand, to mature in their souls and to grow in knowledge and to be able to associate with me myself as a child associates with its father. And then they will also hear my voice the higher the degree of their love increases. For the Father speaks with his child. God speaks with his creatures because he wants to lead everything again to perfection, because all his creatures are to live again in light and power and freedom eternally. Amen.